confidently recording with Alicia Carrick on You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast.
Hello.
So
we're getting the show going. We're getting it going. Okay.
We sure ready? Are. Oh, I thought we were going.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
We're doing. Oh my God, we're doing it, Alicia. It's been a while that we've been running this, but like we're actually doing this right now. I am very excited. I am very nervous.
It's a beautiful thing.
How many people are listening to us in this moment?
Two.
Oh fuck. Usually it's just one. How do we rise to such fame in such a short amount of time?
It's a special day for us, Emily, isn't it?
It's a very special day. Do you want to tell our listeners why?
Because today, guys, we have two guests on You Gotta Laugh, the improv podcast. That's right. God. Two guests, and they are Matt Ardill and Brian Archdeacon. Hello, fellas.
Woo, 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 woo.
Hello.
They both have the most luscious hair I've ever seen.
True.
In life, one of them has beautiful strawberry blonde hair. The other one
it's
has
Brian.
Jet black hair. These are two of the most elegant men on planet Earth. And we are just so lucky to have you here with us. We've got Matt, who is a podcaster / stand-up comedian. We've got Brian, who is a show producer / improviser / both of them have day jobs because we all need day jobs. So, without further ado, Alicia, what do we do next?
Yeah. So right off the top, we're going to have some general conversation.
That's what it says in the script of our improv podcast. So.
General combo. Yes. But right off the top, just give us a little bit about yourselves and your journey towards comedy and how we know each other. Matt, if you could begin.
Yeah, I met you all at Level C at Second City Improv. I'd been doing some... Well, obviously the two levels before that. So improv for a little while. And I've been doing my podcast Comedy on Book Club for a while. And I got into the improv through that. And that's how I came to meet you awesome trio and started doing improv. And that led to all sorts of shenanigans. And
we'll get right into all that too. And
all
Brian,
the shenanigans. All the
shenanigans. What about you?
Well, I'm going to leave the shenanigans out of this, but
what?
Once upon a time, actually,
no, you're not.
That'll be later. We've got to crescendo it, you know, build it up. I was born a poor, no,
Arnold.
I had a great time joining these guys and we had fun in improv and we just had a great time and we had great instructors all the way through. And what was funny was we had a real colluded sort of focus on who was teaching us and how they were teaching us. And that was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun doing it together. And then we wrote together and then we acted together.
Where?
And then we
tell
performed
us.
Together.
Tell us.
Pourquoi? Well, we did. Well, obviously there's the JCB sort of stuff, but we also did the, we did some comedy club once upon a time. What's
comedy bar.
Comedy club.
So
comedy bar.
Comedy bar and the Social Capital as well.
Social Capital was a great venue because you could get that for like $30 or something like that, including a beer.
Well, 75, but yeah.
75. Ooh, I owe somebody. Anyways, so we had a lot of fun. And it was, and I tell you what, I did a lot of ungrowing. I did a lot of sort of reconnecting with what I'd done in high school and acting and stuff like that. And it was a lot of fun.
Didn't you join on a dare or like a birthday present dare or something?
That's true. That's
with
true.
Your
so
wife,
I turned a big number.
Your lovely wife,
I turned
Tanya.
A big number and I said, I want to do something fun. They said, yeah, let's do something fun. So then I said, okay, well, maybe some Second City improv. And I got my wife into it. So we all came down for Level A and that was fun because we were like, you know, mine, yours, clapping and stuff like that. And it was just connecting with like your body again because you don't actually think about your body anymore. Once you get so cerebral in the business world, you just sort of like, thinking about stuff that's not connected to the body. Anyway, long and short of it is, was a lot of fun.
And
total fun.
Joanne Tacorda, who's in Big Chick Energy, our sketch troupe, she coerced you into signing up for the next levels. I remember her walking you up to the desk.
Oh, she dragged me right to the desk.
We were just having a drink after,
totally,
and she's like,
hey,
you're going now.
And do this. Yeah, she,
no, you're
no
doing,
there's only one spot left.
Went,
you do this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was good. We were very supportive of each other.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
awesome.
A beautiful time of our lives of just all coming at it from like our own personal, you know, like
different worlds.
Yeah.
I remember Alicia, the first day that you joined us, and I think it was a C or B,
yeah, C.
C or B. And you're like, oh, they canceled my Friday class, so I got to do this. So I got to come out. And so you
on
join
Tuesdays.
The Tuesday. Join the Tuesday group.
I think it's the Tuesday that makes the difference. Oh, because like coming to like 6:30 in the evening to do improv on a Tuesday, you actually have to want to be there.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you're doing a Friday night or Sunday afternoon, like I was doing it before, it's just like,
totally.
I'll roll out of bed, get an A&W burger, and show up to class kind of thing. But.
Or an A&W veggie burger. Yeah. Have you tried those?
The Beyond Meat? Yes, Brian, I have. Every time I see you, you ask me that.
Oh.
But...
It's just checking
in. She finally had one.
No, I have not had one, because I don't like fake meat.
Oh.
It's gross, Brian. God. So that's how we know each other. Then we were in a troupe called Weird Town. So here we are.
Yeah,
we're all back together again.
But truly, the Tuesday nights and the improv at Second City, I am so grateful for that time, because we got to all just kind of travel together on our cool little creative journeys. And it's been a, oh my God, like.
Oh, it's been like a year and a half at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a year since our second, since our show, first Weird Town show.
Yes.
Like year today.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us. That's really cool. And to you guys. Well, we're the alum. We've fallen into the other category. Emily, can you give me a topic?
Raccoons in Toronto.
Raccoons in Toronto. Brian, a topic.
Indigenous mushrooms.
Indigenous mushrooms. Mushrooms indigenous to Canada? Okay.
Sure.
Matt Ardill, a topic.
Paint colors.
Emily's on mushrooms. I'm on raccoons. And then paint colors was Matt. And then Brian, you're going to do wines.
I am on mushrooms. You're right.
What?
Okay.
Imagine, though. okay. So can we start with Emily and Matt?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. And then Brian and I will find our way into the scenes.
Can we get a location that would fit in my room of area here?
That would fit? Okay. Walking on a cloud shoe store.
Okay. Oh, hello there. Sorry, it's you. We asked that you use the socks to try the shoes on. It's just we've been getting a lot of fungi. It's sort of local to this area. In the shoes? Here's a pair of socks, sir.
Oh, thanks. So do you have anything good for, like, long periods of time standing on your feet and just, you know, reaching up and down, you know?
Is it for exercise?
Well, I mean, it is exercise, yeah. Yeah, it's just like a lot of stationary exercise. It's all upper body.
I was going to say like a stationary bike, but it's upper body. So you do like a lot of pull-ups, because for that you don't really need shoes, you know.
Well, I'm going to be standing in a spot, so I just, you know, it's a little bit of, I need a little bit more support on my arches.
Okay, I've got something here. Okay, so what I have here, this particular shoe, the sole is made out of some mushrooms that have been sourced from just northern Ontario. They're indigenous to this area, locally, almost. North. You have to spend several hours to drive to get there, which I did do. So I've manufactured these shoes actually myself. They don't really sell them anywhere else, but I think these would be great for you to put on your feet. And don't mind the smell. You know, it's meant to blend in with your own foot smell.
Well, do you have that in a toadstool brown?
You know, I do. What I could do for you is I'll just take them to the back and I'll just paint them in the toadstool brown. I didn't only make one pair. But let me just paint them. Sally, could you come out here? There's another customer that needs some help. He just walked in and I need to paint this man's toads brown. BRB. Hi.
Okay, bye, Barb. Hi, I'm Shelly. I'm going to be helping you with your foot selection. I call it foot selection or paw selection of shoe. May I interest you in these gray, black, white-striped shoes?
Ah, yes. They're almost like a Pinot Gris style shoe. I like that. I like that a lot. You know what? You don't have to put this down quite as long as other shoes, I suppose. Maybe
What do you mean by put down? We shouldn't be putting down anything, animals included.
No, I wouldn't think of putting down an animal. I was just thinking that sometimes it just ages better if it's been just rested on the floor a little bit and just softens up with the couch and the rug. It's not like a Cabernet moccasin that you might have that needs to be really tucked under your bed for a long time and you just can't find the other one. That's the one that you really want. It's just tender, loving, silky, smooth, tannin moccasins. You got that, eh?
I got all of that. I will look at it and I will think about a grape that is aging that ends up in the trash and then my face just barrels in and I start eating all those grapes. These shoes are just going to rest and they're going to age and you're going to just sit there and watch them. That's fantastic.
I love it. Yes, a good straw-colored Chardonnay garbage can full of lots and lots of older things that just get old.
Hello, so Shelley.
Yes.
I was just in the back painting this man's feet toadstool brown, and it looks as though you've been eating the shoes that I created out of the special mushrooms that I have sourced locally.
I mean, that was maybe me on Saturday night when I may have come in after hours and started holding things with all my really amazing thumbs.
Oh my God,
I was just a little hungry.
Did you have a port chaser with that, Sally? Did you have a port chaser with that? Did you like that?
Your shoe looks to be ready. You can slide that onto those feet at any point.
Nice and red.
I can't give my customer his shoes, and look at how despondent he is over there. He's not even speaking because half of his shoes have been eaten away.
Sir, I'm so sorry. I might have gotten a little hungry and eaten your shoes, but your color of feet is beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's an L42 on the summer color chart. It's a really nice, you know, just slightly off brown.
But, I think I saw a dumpster painted that color recently.
Just like a Brunello right on the top there. Just a nice little light brown. Oh, I love that color too.
I prefer a shiitake.
Could you find me a shoe
personally
in that color, Sally, that you haven't eaten at all? It's just something that would be nice for my feet.
Looking around, I mean, the only shoes that I do see that are full are the ones on Barb's feet. Oopsie daisy, Barb, you might have to give this man your shoes.
But they're my last half raccoon, pair of mushroom shoes.
Oh, but those mushrooms are so tasty.
But
those Shirazi Dazzy Dabbles, they're great.
They're so light to walk on. How could you possibly eat them? They're meant to be walked in until 20 minutes later when they inevitably disintegrate off of your feet because of the natural texture of these local and indigenous to our Ontario province mushrooms.
Well, you know, if you just let me, I can paint a pair of your shoes on your feet, and then you'll always have shoes wherever you go.
Really?
You can just strap on whatever mushrooms
you
find.
Are you going to do that matte, or are you going to do that glossy?
Very good question.
I think, you know, the top will be in a high gloss, the bottom will be in a matte, you know, because the soles of the shoes, they get a lot of tread and action there.
Absolutely. Oh,
you know, I won't
soles.
Go slipping and sliding around this store anymore, and maybe Shelley will stop trying to use her opposable thumbs to grab at me.
It's just something that's innate within me. I grew up in Midtown, Young St. Clair area, and there's just an ample amount of vermin.
There really is. There's just so many animals. Dead rats, and, you know, I really hope you don't end up like that, Shelley, truly.
Maybe it's the way I want to be. Right, gentlemen? Don't you just ever figure out your calling and truly feel at one when you see little raccoon baby faces poking around your alleyway at the back of your apartment and you just think, oh, I'd love to be you.
But they knock all over my wine bottles and they break everywhere and that's just a big mess.
They've got those tiny little hands. I have a lot of respect for the raccoons.
Thank
you. They are very well organized, and they like a good plan. You know, like when you're painting a bedroom, you gotta like mark off the different areas with the tape.
Absolutely. It's a method.
Exactly.
Would you still just get a room already?
Well, yes. I got a green bin out back if you want to hang out there.
Hang your feet in that green bin, baby, and I'll just lick them clean.
Oh, sweet.
It's like a Vino Verde. Okay.
Yikes. I'll just lick them clean.
I'll just lick them clean.
Alicia, I love that your characters just like get so fucking creepy so fast. You go from zero creep factor to a billion. You're welcome. Lick them clean. Oh, God.
The Archdeacon has come out to play. This next game is called Sound Effects.
I love this game.
And this is a game for Emily, Matt, and Brian.
Yes.
Can I get a suggestion of a location, please, from anyone?
The Dock of the Bay.
All right, we're at the Dock of the Bay. Emily and Matt, you begin the scene. Brian, can you find your way in? Yes, you can.
So wait, who's doing the sound effects, Alicia?
Me.
Oh, you are. Oh.
Yes. And so I'm going to throw in a sound effect and you guys have to acknowledge it. It might not sound like anything, but incorporate it into your bit.
Great. Cool. Great.
All right. You're sitting at the Dock of the Bay and you are friends.
Oh, Peter, how you doing there?
I've been better. I'm not going to. It's my twin that is inside of my stomach again. I don't know what else to tell you.
That, you know, that entire total recall twin syndrome, it's a nasty thing. I know how it goes. You know, you got a guado down there. It's not a lot of fun.
I know. I fed you like 2 hours ago. Calm down. We share the same stomach. I don't know what to do anymore. I can't get him removed, but I want my own life. This is torture.
Well, I've always found, like, from my guado, I always, I haven't really talked a lot about it, but, you know, I got one myself. I find a Mars bar really chills them right out. So I got an extra one right here if you want it.
Oh, you know what? I'll give it a try. I'll see if it works on... No, he spit it out. You, what's your problem? I don't know what you want from me. I give you everything. I bought that cactus that you really wanted so that we could have something to care for together. And you just spit everything out. And when I'm with my friend, Jerry, you make Jerry feel bad about his Mars bars.
Now, I hear what you're saying there, bud, but... I'm sorry. Ooh.
No, that's my catheter bag again. Oh, my God. Honestly, maybe we should have done this at the hospital. You know, I mean, I am very recently post-op. An hour or so. I'm a little loopy.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, have you tried emotionally collecting with your guado? But I think we need to get you to the hospital. Here, I got my bicycle. If you want to get up on the bike rack, I can, on the basket, I can...
What, this makes a lot of kissing sounds. What's up with that?
Well, it's a lover's bike.
Okay. Hey, look, there's a cool-looking lady over there. She looks like she might want to ride this bike.
Hi, how you doing?
Wow.
Hey, that's a really nice bike you got there. Can I have a swirl on it?
Well, yeah, if you want to get on the book rack on the bike, on the back, I think I can get all three of us to the hospital.
You got it!
Cool, a book. Oh, my God, there's a seagull coming straight at our heads! Dodge! Bailey!
Don't pay attention to it! It'll go away!
Oh, man, I was really hoping that I could help you find love today whilst in the middle of my post-op situation while you rode me to the hospital, but I'm... feeling a little bit like this plan was ill-advised.
It is a lot of premises going at once, I have to say. It's we got a lot of ideas,
Are you guys going to pedal at all?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing because we picked you up because I thought you would be a love interest, so maybe you could be a love... Just
Look, just be a love interest. Isn't that what women
put
do?
Put the cards on the table, darling.
Okay.
Let's talk. Let's talk Java. Can we do have a coffee or something?
So, miss, what's your name?
Gerald.
Joe?
Mm-hmm. All right. Gerald.
Cheryl. Oh, okay.
No, Gerald with a G.
Gerald with a G.
A G spot.
I know.
This is like true love, you know? Like, you've been looking for a woman named G spot since you were 12.
Yeah, I do like to rock the G spot. Yeah, that is my... I got that tattooed, like, right above my guado guy.
Oh, let's take a look there. Say that.
This is my symbiotic twin.
Oh, I see that.
Hey, I got one too. I also have a catheter.
Okay. You're both looking pretty damn hot. All four of you.
Did you hear that?
Well, hello there. Welcome to the hospital. What a trio of people we have today on one bike. Can you individually tell me what's wrong with all of you?
I am very recently post-op. I have a twin in my stomach and also my catheter is dripping. I need it changed, please. Thanks.
Okay, and?
I'm in denial of some really bad life issues, and I've kind of got a dissociative disorder where I kind of view everything as a exercise in improvisation and sketch comedy.
Mm.
So yeah.
Oh, that's new for us here at Toronto Western. And what about yourself?
Well, I'm just a little bit lonely, so I thought I'd hang out with these wonderful people.
Okay, we're gonna take you on in first.
That's what all single women say when they're picked up by two creepy dudes.
With symbiotic twins.
Yeah, both of us. And a drippy catheter.
So in total, there's five of you entering today.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Three
requiring PPE.
We all require it. We're all over the age of two.
Even the symbiotic folk?
You know, I do have a little mask for Gelatin here. That's his name. Jelly, shut the fuck up. God.
My symbiotic twin Todd and I have very differing opinions. He feels it's an invasion of his civil rights, where I think he's just being an a-hole.
Well, you'd be right about that.
Yeah. Look, Trump is a dick. I'm sorry, Todd. I know you have like that tiny little MAGA hat, but you're a dick for liking Trump.
Ooh, I don't know if we'll have a bed for that one.
That's a good choice.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You gotta cut him loose.
Support that.
While Trudeau and the Liberals figure out what they meant by Build Back Better, have no fear. Your pockets will only deepen. So why not continue to build your coronavirus wealth empire by investing in an elite idea for the elites? That's right, you. Does this sound familiar?
Oh, yes, madam. I reorganized your closet because the way you had it didn't make any sense, madam.
I had to take her to the walk-in, so yeah, I can definitely paint your nails now.
Yeah, do you think I could take Friday off?
No, but madam, it's my mother's wake.
Those butlers sound awful. You've got to invest today in Build Butlers Better, a rich, robotic Canadian initiative.
Yeah, he actually follows me around the manor, meets every need I've ever had, and trust me, there's a lot of them, but he keeps up.
How can you meet your elite needs with a human butler? Eliminate emotion. Become the ultimate elite. Hashtag delete empathy.
Brenda is my pride and joy.
Another way to put people out of a job and for you to remain comfortable. Build butlers better.
www.liberals.ca. Invest today. Who needs human connection when you can be rich as fuck?
A message from the Government of Canada. Let's just get a relationship between Emily, you and me. Let's start this one, and then the boys are going to come in. Making the rules as I
butler.
Go.
Butler.
What are we?
Butler and house lady.
What is it?
Sorry, lady of the house and a butler.
Lady of the house.
Listeners, you can't see it, but Brian was whispering this to us through the video.
Through his hands.
Through his hands. So it took us a few minutes to understand exactly what he was saying. Butler and lady of the house, and we're not sure what he's saying anymore.
I can see clearly now.
So we are butler and lady of the house, and we are starting a scene now.
Well, Fred?
Yes, madam.
Where are my nail poly?
Madam, I had them delivered to your tray, your breakfast tray. Let me get Millicent to retrieve them from your bedroom. Millicent?
Yes, sir.
Millicent, the lady of the house would like her nail poly. Please, please retrieve them.
Oh, right away.
This is a very utilitarian function that I serve, ma'am, but you must know something while Millie is distracted and out of the way. I have been in love with you since I started working here 60 years ago.
Wilbur, that's not really news at all.
What?
I know that the master of the house is away right now, but I might have a feeling or two for you, Wilbur. I know you've Millie, hello, Millie. Where's my nail, Millie? Polly?
Oh, here, I've got the electric blue and the lilac lady dreams.
Oh, Essie, Revlon, my best friends are here.
Here you go.
Now, Thank you, Millie.
Is there anything else I can do for either of you?
I'd like an omelette.
An omelette?
Please fetch the lady of the house an omelette. She is quite hungry.
And make sure they have those provincial Ontario mushrooms.
Okay, the veggie western with mushrooms instead of ham?
That's correct, Millicent.
All right. So I'm... Yes, my lady.
Back to us, Wilbur.
Yes. As I was saying before, I've been quite in love with you ever since 60 years ago when I started, when I was just 10 years of age and you were 30 years of age.
And now I'm 90.
Oh, honey, I'm home.
Oh, boy. Sir.
I'm home.
Sir, may I take your coat and bag?
Yes, take and my shoes. Could you undo my shoes?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Yes. I've been walking at least since up the driveway. The driver left me off at the end of the driveway. I can't believe what he was thinking.
I shall fire him at once.
Where?
Mr. Donahue, a
lovely wife.
Yes, Donnie. How was your drive about town?
Absolutely wonderful. We ran over 3 different people. One an old lady at an intersection, one a young child, and a plague park, and then another was a dog, but I don't really count that as one, but the driver said yes, it does count, so
good
we
show,
had a great
sir. Good, 50 points at least.
At least, that is.
Much better than yesterday.
And where is Millicent with my omelette?
I shall go fetch her. Oh, and there she is immediately as we speak. I shall go hide in the pantry for a moment.
Thank you, Wilbur.
Lady, here's your vegetarian Western omelet with the fresh shallots and the sliced oranges on the side. Sir, I heard you come in, so I made you your whiskey smoothie.
Oh, really good to see Donahue. You, old girl. Oh. That's wonderful. Love it. Could you take it to me in the study then, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a... Bring my pipe and my bowl, just like old King Cole, you know.
Right away, and I'll bring your slippers along also, readily.
Wow, Donnie, aren't we so lucky to have such wonderful help?
Oh, so lucky.
We truly are rich, aren't we?
Ah, yes. Well, now that we're so rich, I don't know what to do. Should we just give it all away or give it to the kids or
No. How about you rummage through your stamp collection and your coin collection and your sword collection and see what you can give away to come up with more money. Okay, then we'll give that to me. But I do need to go find Wilbur. He has my nail poly and today is my manicure. So have fun, Donnie. Enjoy your stamps.
Tut, tut, honey. I'm off to the study to have a whiskey smoothie.
Oh, enjoy your whiskey smoothie and say hello to the new Justin Trudeau stamps for me.
Oh, yes.
Wilbur, where are you? Where are you, Wilbur?
Come over here, Millie.
No.
Come on and give us a little kiss, Millie.
I thought we were away with this. I thought we were done with this. I thought you were going to the study and I'm trying to find Wilbur because he's got my nail poly.
Let's put the lights back on, for God's sake.
Oh, my. Oh, it's you. Oh, sir. What? Hey, who? I'm not in the study. I'm just dusting your curtains.
You were kissing me. That's not right.
Oh, I did think you had a lot of extra stubble, m'lady. I didn't mean to say what I just said in out our very, very long-standing relationship one moment.
Oh, cannot believe this. You were curling your tongue in my ear like I've never felt before, and I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway,
we did get very far in that very short amount of time. It was like fourth base or something.
No, this is Hollywood. It's a flashback. It's all coming back to me now. Well, I think that perhaps we should all take a drive in the country. Yes, a drive in the country. And maybe some of us will walk.
So is that the most prudent of ideas now that you know that I'm having not quite an affair with your wife? It's mostly just been you so far.
Well, now that we're here, it does feel a little different, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, it does feel a little bit more natural.
Did you get along with Millie much?
Sirs, I've just been hiding behind the couch over there.
Little rascal, where's my smoothie?
Your smoothie's right there on the end table. I say you two just go for it, man. I mean, like, if it feels right, it's got to be right. I'll just go and bring the missus her nail poly and, you know...
Millie, I should be the one to bring Madam her nail poly. It is, after all, me that is the undoing of her extraordinary wealth and stamp collection money she was about to come into, because it will all be going to me, because now me and Donnie, can I call you Donnie, sir? We're in love. We're in love, and we don't care who knows it. Now give me the nail poly.
My boyfriend's real, but he polishes the silver. I've also found her the place he's going to kill her. What? Oh, go ahead.
Well, that escalated.
What a ballad. I feel so touched in my soul.
I was hanging around some street kids today, and they were just lovely.
I was going to say she might like these Justin Trudeau nail poly stickers, but...
You're right. Yeah. Millie, you're right. She would like them. I'll be right back. Here I come, exiting, and here I come entering into... Hello, madam. I brought your nail poly.
Wilfred!
Oh, my God, your vagina is so there. Isn't it large? Well, I'm perplexed as to why you had no children of your own.
I was born with it, Wilbur.
Okay.
And you know that what they say about the large vagine means she's the smartest one
large
pee in her class.
Yes.
No, that is not correct. What you've heard is wrong.
Well, because... I was going to say it would fit my large peen, so frump. What do you think?
Weather! What is that slog?
Could you believe I've been carrying this around for the last 60 years in my pants whilst serving you, madam?
I had no idea. Now, if only I had a vat of nail poly as big as that slog, that would be fantastic. Where are my nail poly?
Well, here's one, and... Oh, right.
Madam,
I came up here to tell you something, and perhaps Donnie should be here, and perhaps Millie should be here with me while I say it.
Well, let me put my panties on.
Right, of course, you're such a large vagina.
Just locked it up.
What was that large thump I heard on the floor?
Oh, nothing. I just put my penis away. Okay. You both know what the truth is. Perhaps, Donnie, you should be the one to say it.
I'm sensing an announcement, and I don't like the vibe in this room. Donnie, speak to me. What's going on?
Well, it seems that we've got a little bit in common, and then a lot more in common when it comes to Wilbur.
How do you mean?
Well,
you don't have a slog like this?
He not only polishes the silver and does the little filber, just in the kilber, I just think he's got a lot of funk.
You like him. You like Wilbur. I do too.
I do too.
We both like Wilbur. Is that what I'm...
Promote him? Adopt him?
Sir, ma'am, I think what they call it today is a thruple.
A thruple. Can you please define this, Millie?
Very good.
Oh, Donnie knows. Can somebody please fill me in? What's a thruple? What's a thruple?
Well, it's like a couple, but three people. You share your love all equally and just go to Bonetown together.
Bonetown is a place that I've never really gone before, and I
haven't had a bone in 30 years.
Well, that's because
we're
given
this is in the dog. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, no, Millie, what would they call a foursome?
Couple. A couple of four people.
Quadruple?
Quadruple?
Quadruple. I think a quadruple.
Quadruple.
Well,
I guess what I'm trying to say is, yes. Millie, would you like to join our thruple and make it a four? Make it a four.
Make it an even four.
An even four.
I respect you both very much, and ma'am, your nail poly game is on point, but I politely decline. I'm sorry. This is not my bag. Okay. I respect your choice.
Right.
But I think the energy between the three of you is just a perfect trinity, and I think I would just get in the way of that.
Millie, you've just gotten yourself a raise. That was honest and beautiful, and to be honest, I didn't really want you in a quadruple, and it wasn't anything about you. It was just I like the vibe. You know, the vibe of the three.
Understood. I picked up on that vibe also, and I was giving that vibe back.
Donnie, how are you feeling about the vibe?
I think, you know what, Millie, you might take the night off and perhaps walk home.
Because don't drive your own vehicle home. Just walk. The master has declared it. So.
I do live in the coal chute out back, so it's a very short walk.
That's right. It's just a quick one for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we'll see you soon, Millie. And I guess now, Donnie and Wilbur, you can paint my nail polyamorous fingers.
Thunk.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
God.
Rich
people are so weird.
They really are.
Well, that concludes the improv portion of the You Gotta Laugh Improv podcast. But before we go, would love to know just like what you guys are up to in terms of, you know, how are you consuming your comedy these days? Are you doing virtual shows? And if there's anything you want to plug or whichever
plug
you got.
Plug your stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Matt, go for it.
Sure. I've been doing a lot of virtual shows. I had a series that was running for a while. You can find it on YouTube. Just look up Matthew Ardill, Comedians in Apartments Drinking Water.
How do you spell your name?
Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Last name's A-R-D-I-L-L.
And your social insurance number?
924. Yeah. But so that was for charity. I've been doing lots of Zoom shows, like doing some socially distanced outdoor shows.
Like in a park?
Yeah. What is that like? I've not experienced this yet.
It's different. It's different, like sanitizing everything between uses and stuff. But it's been fun. It's been good to actually be in front of humans and not like muted mics kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is.
And strangers too, right? Like it's,
yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Like
it's not,
yeah.
It was well, pretty, I was going to say, my mom was laughing at our podcast, Alicia, but you know, and then you brought up the stranger thing and then she's clearly not a stranger. She's my mom, so she has to laugh, but I guess it was a nice moment until then.
Right, right. And to be face-to-face and hearing someone laugh at jokes in front of you, it's just like
that's nice.
Something that...
Even if it is your mom laughing at your dumb jokes.
That's honestly the best. It's better that than like crying at them being like, why did you pursue comedy? You know? Well, that's great, Matt. And what charity were you fundraising for?
I was raising money for two charities, the Canadian Association of Stand-Up Comics or Comedians, their COVID-19 Relief Fund, and the Black Lives Matter Toronto COVID-19 Relief Funds. And that links are awesome. In the descriptions of the episodes. So if you want to support them, they are still good charities that are both very much in need right now. So, yeah.
We'll put links to those in the show notes as well as your YouTube page, and you can find that on our YouTube page because we've followed you and
featured you or something. I don't know.
We're obsessed with them.
I don't know how YouTube works. I just put stuff on it and no one ever watches it. So if you're listening, you can listen to this on YouTube. It's not a video.
It's all there and we'll link it up. And that's awesome. Way to be pro frickin' active. And Brian, what about you?
Well, I've taken a bit of a sabbatical as far as performing arts. Truth. We've had, you know, dinner parties using some improv games, which have been very popular with the big kids. and then I've also extended my talents to just focusing on speaking to different investors around the world and focusing on that. I've got a sponsor now. It's a wonderful place called Nice Rack. So if you ever want a nice rack, you'll go to Nice Rack. And we feature clothing racks, hat racks, shoe racks.
Hell yeah.
Bicycle racks. But it's called Nice Rack. Anyway,
is this real?
I did a bit of carpentry.
What?
Yeah. No, I did. It isn't. Because
wait, a sponsor for what? What are you doing? What is your job
right
now?
Are you woodworking?
We missed half of the context.
I was actually making some woodworking stuff this summer, and so I made some racks.
Man,
so
nice racks.
I'm going to call it Nice Racks.
Oh, that's
nice
so rack. Cool.
That's hilarious.
We're friends with the next Nick Offerman.
Yes! I call it
that's
chair.
Amazing. Brian, it's you already have chair. A competitor, and it's Wes Grove, my partner.
Oh, and is he doing racks?
Well, so him and his friend Andre, and I'm gonna plug nice plug in their business. I don't know what their Etsy shop looks like, but apparently there is one. But it's called Wandering Woodworkers, and so Wes's friend.
Oh, I know that with DuPont, right?
What?
It's on DuPont, yeah.
Oh my God, then it already exists. They haven't done their research. Anyway, that's great.
Okay, sorry. No. Anyway, I'll plug a charity, Princess Margaret Hospital. If anybody's got extra shekels in their pocket, please donate to Princess Margaret Hospital.
Yes. Sounds like a plan.
And I used to be part of the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer, but they canceled it this year, which was it's the biggest hockey game, biggest road hockey game in the world. They have 1,500 road hockey players that all go out to Royal Woodbine and play hockey.
Whoa!
But we weren't able to field a team this year, so that was a bit of a setback. But they had another charity event, so
we'll plug it for sure.
So. And COVID is, you know, hits you whatever percentage of the time. One in two of us will develop cancer is the numbers right now. So you got to be aware and support the right thing.
Oh my gosh, I've never known that. One in two people?
One in two.
Those are staggering, sobering numbers.
Sorry. No. Sorry, that's sobering.
But it is, but it's also just like, oh my God, like, wow.
I was going to make a wisecrack about not taking up woodworking, but now that just killed the vibe.
The Veeb is
a
Veeb.
You can cut that part out.
No, we're not going to cut it out.
The Veeb is good. Keep
good
it
thing
in
to
and
talk about.
Yes, and we'll put in all the links to everything that was mentioned for sure. Mm-hmm, so that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here and for sharing your love of improv and just catching up with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much for having us.
You'll be back for sure.
You'll be back.
I'll be back.
We know that you will.
It was a real pleasure to come out with you guys. Thank you very
much
for having
me. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Well, have a great evening and thank you for coming on the show. Woo, woo, woo. I'll catch up with you guys.
Alicia.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
What's one thing that's for sure?
You gotta laugh.
Thanks for listening to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and review. That helps more people like you find our podcast, and it helps us beat the algorithms.
Follow us on Instagram at YGLpodcast. Send us an email at hello@yglpodcast.com and sign up to get episodes directly into your inbox every Friday.
Subscribe to You Gotta Laugh wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with someone you think would love it.
They might need a giggle. Yes.
Yeah.
So until next time, we are Alicia Carrick and
Emily Milling.
Have a fabulous day.